for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never given you my heart.
I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're inside.
A beautiful opening to the Group Harmony Review indeed. The second week in the month of February, as we continue our Black History Month specials, and the traditional opening theme song for the annual Ladies of R&B feature here during Black History Month. Ella Fitzgerald, along with the Delta Rhythm Boys. What a smooth and polished combination of the 1940 sound and beautiful vocal group harmony with a distinctive lead, something which we pay tribute to here on the show, especially during our Ladies of R&B specials. Ella and the Delta Rhythm Boys from 1946 on Decca Records, and I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. To begin the group harmony review tonight, and also a very meaningful opening to the show this Valentine's Day weekend. So happy Valentine's Day to all of you and all of our listeners. And the Ladies of R&B special, our second tribute this year during the month of February. And we have so much more to get to tonight, some by request, and some very special lady sides. Female leads with male vocal groups, and a sprinkling of some very fine female vocal groups as well. And on Valentine's Day weekend, coming up this beginning of the week, such a romantic time period that this tune by Clydie King from 1957 seemed perfect to feature tonight on this edition of the show, with yours truly, Dan Romanello, here on WFUV, Fordham University's voice in New York City. Clydie King on Specialty Records from 1957, Our Romance. On Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City with our very special ladies feature tonight and a mix of music from various time periods and love going back to the roots that influenced us so very much as we did last week. And by the way, thank you for the very kind mail into Group Harmony Review in response to the tribute we began Black History Month with, a tribute to Bobby Robinson, the first hour, actually a little bit more than the first hour last week. And then the second hour back to the roots of the 1940s and earlier into that development of 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. And as we did tonight, the perfect show opener, Ella and the Delta Rhythm Boys, as we do with each Ladies of R&B feature. And very nice sound from the West Coast, just now on Specialty Records, with Clydie King reminding me that back in the beginning of the year when I was on vacation and I re-aired a number of old Group Harmony Review shows, there was one from the 90s that had never been re-aired before, a really nice West Coast special. We had done an all-West Coast edition of the show, Volume 1, and by request continued to Volume 2, and that had never been re-aired before, a phenomenal show. And as fate would have it, when it was finally re-aired, and I mentioned it on the air back in January, it turned out that I'm told due to a computer error, the show had not been archived. And many of the listeners who enjoy the archived editions of the show and enjoy listening to them over again had requested hearing it. So what I will be doing sometime down the road in the not-too-distant future is re-air that All West Coast Phenomenal Show, Volume 2. But tonight, all the beautiful lady sounds this Valentine's Day weekend, and we go back to the roots once again. This one, one of my favorite recordings from the era, which I have featured over the years. I've been doing these specials for so many years, it's difficult to think how far back that goes. Probably since about the time I joined the staff 25-plus years ago here on Group Harmony Review. But this one takes us to 1949. And last week during the pop and early R&B influence, I played Austin Powell and the James Quintet and referenced The Cats and the Fiddle from the 1930s and 40s and their influence. Well, here are The Cats and the Fiddle on Gotham Records from 1949, backing up a young lady by the name of Shirley Moore. And this is a real pretty tune from the era, and I hope you enjoy it tonight on this special edition of Group Harmony Review.
You
All the things that you say, things that you do, just make me love you more. So please promise me, dear, you will be near and love me too.
Cryer.
I'm Gary Moore.
I'm Eugene Tompkins.
And we all listen to the R&B Review on
WFUV
in New York.
Yeah.
Say it's sweet and plain, cause love for Lily is my name. When I love you down. Smoke from your cigarette. How's my eyes? Things that you speak of make me realize that you found someone else to take my place in your heart.
days are gone.
From right here in the Bronx, New York City, Lillian Leach and the Mellows from back in 1954 on JD Records. A song also reissued in the early 1960s. So beautifully done and so distinctive. Smoke from Your Cigarette, a favorite among collectors over the years and here on the show. And just prior to it, a nice little promo made by the Mellows many years ago when we were on Saturday afternoons and had so many of the vocal groups dropping by during our Saturday afternoon fundraising. Artists like Lillian Leach and the Mellows and Bobby Mansfield and the Wrens and Dean Barlow and Vicki Burgess and Ralph Cedar and so many more. The list almost endless. And so many of the artists were kind enough to record promos for Group Harmony Review, and I'm very happy to include that one tonight during our Black History Month special. Smoke from Your Cigarette on JD Records here on Group Harmony Review. And just before that, we were back in the late 1940s, recorded for Gotham Records, The Cats and the Fiddle, along with a young lady by the name of Shirley Moore on lead for the group on that one. Very, very nice. I'll never, never let you go. On WFUV in New York City, our Ladies of R&B special tonight here on Group Harmony Review.
Little boy, little fellow, you'll forget. and tomorrow will be a much brighter day for you. Tomorrow's bright little fellow, little boy, please don't let it hurt, little fellow.
This is Vicki Burgess of the Charmers and the Joy Tones, and you're in tune with the Rhythm and Blues Review on WFUV, Fordham University in New York City.
From back in 1954, there we have Vicki Burgess on lead for the Charmers on Central Records, Tony, My Darling. And just ahead of that, one of those very nice promos that Vicki Burgess was kind enough to record for us some years ago when she was a guest here. One of her many guest spots on Group Harmony Review. Thank you, Vicki. And then her beautiful recording from 1954, Tony, My Darling. Just ahead of that, we had from Boston, Margot Sylvia and the Toon Weavers from the Boston area. And another very sweet recording on Casa Grande Records entitled Little Boy. And we began from New York City, a female vocal group called the Dolls on Teenage Records, 1957, Just Before You Leave. Many of the sides I'm including tonight, I may have played over the years, but they are phenomenal recordings, and they have been requested for the Ladies of R&B special. Once I announced the Valentine show and Ladies of R&B, the requests started coming in. And included in those requests were a number of male groups without female leads that were very appropriate for Valentine's Day weekend. And since I have special editions of the show planned for the rest of the month, it seemed a good idea to fill the requests and include a few of the Valentine's sides that were requested by the listeners. One I referenced about a week ago, and it's always a pleasure to feature some of the great groups like the Valentines and Solitaires and other appropriate recordings for Valentine's Day. But interestingly enough, we had, and traditionally we always get requests for Blue Valentine by the Solitaires, one of the beautiful early 1950s sides by the group from here in New York City. And they had so many popular recordings with Walking Along and The Angels Sang and The Wedding, The Honeymoon, and so much more. But as fate would have it for yours truly, when I first started collecting the Solitaires, even though I was aware of the other sides before I even picked them up, the very first Solitaires record I purchased as a youngster was Blue Valentine, backed with Wonder Why. Both were requested for this week's show, by the way. And it's Old Town number 1000 from 1954, and I thought we'd spin that old 45 right now to fill the request as we're approaching Valentine's Day. And how appropriate to mix in some of the guys with the Dolls on this Ladies of R&B edition, Valentine's Day weekend of Group Harmony Review. The Solitaires for Old Town Records, 1954.
Through the lace on the face of this card that I send, you can read one simple line. I love you, only you, though you don't love me too. You're my blue, blue Valentine. You've been part of my heart since the night that we met, though you never said you're mine. Now you've gone far away, there's no more I can say than I'm blue, blue Valentine. I wish I could send you roses that promise of love in spring, but the story I've heard discloses that you wear someone else's don't write my name, you know, just the same. Look below the lace design for the teardrops that fall, spell a name you recall on my blue valentine. Strange kind of feeling coming on. I wonder why. I suppose some gypsy could explain why in the rain, just wait and see.
Both sides of their first release from 1954, The Solitaires, on Old Town Records. First, Blue Valentine, and just now, I Wonder Why I Love You Like I Do. Beginning a phenomenal career for one of New York City's most fabulous pure rhythm and blues vocal groups. And that one from back in 1954, and very happy to include it tonight on this edition of the show. And since it is Valentine's Day coming up, well, there was a request to feature the Cupids. How appropriate. This one from 1963.
Woo, woo.
Brenda, I love you. I do. I really do. Can't you see my love for you?
don't say good night. Please don't close the door. Just hold my hand for a minute or more.
Including the Valentines tonight, of course, on this edition of the show, as so often requested. But in particular, last week when I was doing the Bobby Robinson tribute, the first hour, and I played a fabulous duet on Red Robin, Charles and Carl, and mentioned it was Charles Sampson of the Velvets, who were from Sugar Hill in New York, and they recorded for Red Robin as well, and that was Charles, the first half of the duo, and Carl was Carl Hogan, who had his own group, The Miracles, recorded for Fury Records for Bobby Robinson, and Carl Hogan, I mentioned, also did the lead for The Valentines, Don't Say Goodnight, on Rama Records from 1957. So I thank you for the feedback to last week's show and had to include it tonight on this edition of the program. Carl Hogan and the Valentines, Don't Say Goodnight. A true Dan Romanello sound here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. Just ahead of that, we had the Cupids, 1963 on Anko Records, was also reissued just a year later on KC Records. And very appropriate to include the Cupids tonight with Brenda. We began with two by the Solitaires, both sides of the first release for the group on Old Town. By request, incidentally, both sides were by request for tonight, Blue Valentine and Wonder Why, in the style of the old WFUV backflip, which began right here on the Time Capsule show many years ago, when they would play both sides of a rare disc, as we did tonight, from that old original 45. Well, we have one more male group we want to get to before we get back to the lady sounds tonight for the balance of the show. And this is kind of a follow-up to the request for Blue Valentine and Wonder Why. There was an alternate version of Wonder Why, absolutely phenomenal, and had been unreleased, this alternate take, first surfaced in a vinyl box set back in 1984, thanks to Murray Hill Records. and the title of the old box set from the from 1984 was "The Solitaires for Collectors Only." Included all their fabulous released material for Old Town, the early years. It was a four-record set, and also some unreleased and alternate sides. And by the way, this alternate take also reminds me of a few shows back. I did alternate take set by request, and people have been commenting about an entire show of alternate and unreleased sides of, in some cases, very popular recordings. So I'm probably going to be putting one of those together in the future as well. And if you have any input, please feel free to send an email into yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org, or write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. But back to the Solitaires. This is an alternate unreleased take up until 1984, recorded back in 1954. And once again from the group, Wonder Why. Here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City.
I'm not myself at all. I feel a strange kind of feeling coming on. I wonder why. Why I got caught in the rain. Just wait and see. Misery. I'm thinking, oh, it's simply that I went and fell in love. Why did we ever part? Bewildered, helpless, so helpless without you, dear. Oh, how I wish that you could feel
what's deep inside my heart. Why must I have all these sleepless nights and all these endless days? Oh Lord, why did you keep my soul without a spark? Now I'm left in the dark and I'm bewildered. Oh, how I need your guiding hand. Oh, I'll never, never understand. How can you love me and leave me bewildered?
Child anymore.
I got to tell you, folks, the female songs I'm playing tonight, female leads with male groups and female vocal groups, it's so easy to understand how this very unique part of rhythm and blues vocal group harmony, in my opinion, could be so meaningful to so many collectors like myself. And for many years, not even identified as such, but there were so many unique recordings with male vocal groups not even listed on the label, and just a female artist, and in some cases, a female artist joining a male vocal group just for a particular recording session, but not being a member of the group. And yet, such tremendous and phenomenal recordings on the top of many music lovers' lists over the years. And I think what we just heard in that set to close it out is a perfect example of what made me fall in love with these sounds many, many years ago, as I have been featuring all these years on Group Harmony Review. Just now from 1954 on Dot Records, Gene Simms with an unlisted vocal group and a very beautiful ballad entitled A Love Like You. That is tremendous, in my opinion. And so phenomenal, just ahead of that, from 1955, Bette McLaurin on lead for the Four Fellows, backed up by the Four Fellows, who recorded for Glory Records and, of course, their big hit, Soldier Boy. Well, there they are backing up that young lady for Glory Records. In 55, a very pretty ballad, very sweet, entitled I'm Past 16. And we began from 1949, The Roots on Modern Records, Hedda Brooks, backed up by the Ebonaires, and a very pretty song entitled Bewildered. Here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Dan Romanello with you on the Group Harmony Review. Our Black History Month specials continue each week. Tonight, saluting the ladies of R&B from the roots of the 30s and 40s through the 50s and into the 1960s. Let's go back now once again to an early sound. Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys from 1946.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a hunky tongue parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you to
Sweet as that. From back in 1956, from Los Angeles, California, those young ladies were known as the Sweet Teens on Flip Records from 1956, Forevermore. We began and crossed over with Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys from 1945 on Decca Records, It's Only a Paper Moon. And then from 1950, the Deltas once again, this time backing up Ruth Brown on Atlantic Records, And I'll Come Back Someday. Ella with the Delta Rhythm Boys from 46, Ruth Brown with the group from 1950, and the Sweet Teens from 1956. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello, our Ladies of R&B special tonight.
Thank you.
want to love at all.
Yeah.
Here by the telephone.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to call.
Yeah.
But now that telephone, don't worry me no more. Staying awake each night.
Yeah.
Grieving alone for you.
Yeah.
Crying till broad daylight.
Yeah.
What I used to do,
yeah.
But now those lonely nights don't worry me no more. The day you left me,
the kids will like rain that pour down from the sky. You know.
Knocking at my front door,
but there'll be nobody home.
Don't worry me no more. No, don't worry me.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Well, since we're doing a Ladies of R&B special, and it is Valentine's Day weekend coming up in just a day, we had to play the female vocal group called The Hearts. On Baton Records, The Hearts from right here in the Bronx. And that was from back in 1958. Very pretty song. All My Love Belongs to You. Just ahead of that, we had the Four Jewels on Checker going into those early 1960s. Interesting, we began from the 40s, went into the 60s, and then back to the late 50s. The second item in the set, the Four Jewels and His Kisses Are Loaded with Goodies on the Checker label. And we began from 1949 with Nellie Hill along with the Ben Smith Quartet on Abbey Records, Don't Worry Me No More. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, another favorite of mine by Bette McLaurin. We played her with the Four Fellows a little while ago, and that was from 55. A few years earlier, she had recorded with a 1940s style group and that beautiful pop harmony of the 1940s. This was issued in 1952. On the Derby label, not an easy 45 to find, a lot easier on a 78. And we'll send this one out especially to my wife, Julie, with happy Valentine's Day wishes. Bette McLaurin and the Striders from 1952, here on WFUV, our special edition of the Ladies of R&B Tonight.
My heart belongs to only you. I've never loved as I love you. You set a flame within me burning, a flame to stay within me. For you, I want to live. It's just to you, my heart I give. I'll always be your slave, my darling, through the coming years. There were some times when I was doubtful of this new love affair, but now my mind is no more doubtful. I found my heaven with the help of a prayer. You are the song within my soul, a melody that can't grow old. I've known for long, my heart belongs to only you.
My heart belongs to only you. I've never
Love playing those old 45s and really enjoying the show tonight. How quickly the time is passing, and there are so many fine sounds I want to get to on this special edition of the show. Let's go back and recap from the beginning. We began from 1952 with that early 1940 sound, a beautiful recording thanks to Bette McLaurin and the Striders on Derby Records. My Heart Belongs to Only You. That's a favorite for Julie and myself, and very happy to include her tonight on this edition of the show. Just after that, from right here in the Bronx, Arlene Smith and the Chantels with the classic sound of Maybe for George Goldner's End label. And we just closed with the Cookies from Brooklyn. And that great sound, written by Neil Sedaka, released on Josie Records, The Cookies with King of Hearts. On our Ladies of R&B special here on WFUV, going back to an earlier sound right now, this one was recorded in 1951, recorded here in New York City, and released just a few months later, released in April of 51, and actually released in July. And it was on the Aladdin label. The Tiny Grimes Sextet backing up the one and only Billie Holiday on Aladdin Records here on Group Harmony Review.
My, how I miss your tender kiss. Wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you. good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new things in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. Yes, I'm blue, turning gray over you.
If you found somebody new and your love for me is true, let me be the first one to know. When two lovers drift apart, then the idle rumors start. Let me be the first one to know. I just won't believe you're the kind who deceives. Knowing I love you so, could you break my heart in two? Darling, please, I beg of you, let me be the first one to know.
Somebody new, and your love for me is true.
Let me be the first one to know.
When two lovers drift apart, then the idle rumors start.
Let me be the first one to know. I just won't believe you're the kind who deceive. Knowing I love you so, could you break my heart in two? Darling, please, I beg of you, let me be the first one to know. Let me be the first one to know.
From back in 1956 on Argo Records, that was the great Savannah Churchill, backed up by the Four Tunes on the Argo label, and Let Me Be the First One to Know. Just ahead of that, Billie Holiday from 1951 on Aladdin Records, along with the Tiny Grimes Sextet, recorded here in New York City, and that was entitled Blue Turning Gray Over You. Here on our Ladies of R&B special during Black History Month on WFUV.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told that road all paved with gold. I found in my mother's eyes just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul. I walked the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, a real unselfish love I found in my mother's eyes.
It's Saturday night, he's late for our date. Although I should go, my heart tells me wait. There's no fool like a young fool in love. Tomorrow he'll call and say I forgot. This I'll believe it or not, there's no fool like a young fool in love. I tell myself he loves me and feels the way I do. Listen when my friends say, who's kidding? Who? They'd all understand if they just could see the way my heart jumps when he's kissing me.
Thank you.
be no more tears. I'll give him all the kisses I've been saving for years. I want to love and be loved.
Such a great sound from those 78 RPM collections. And that was Judy Carroll and the Basin Street Boys on Exclusive Records, going back to the mid-1940s, circa 1946. I Want to Love and Be Loved. Really nice. Great female lead and male group combinations all the way back to the 30s and 40s and influencing the 1950s sound so very much and later. We began from 1947 on Capitol Records, a really nice version of My Mother's Eyes, thanks to Nellie Lucha. And that was 1947. Then we had two from 1957 on Specialty Records by Clyde King with an unlisted vocal group. First, I'm Invited to Your Party, and then A Young Fool in Love. And closed it out with Judy Carroll, the Basin Street Boys, I Want to Love and Be Loved.
Heavenly throne, heavenly throne, soon I will be where I be free, oh heavenly road, and I will wander away up yonder on the street of fame, I'll be with gold.
Great gospel vocal group harmony for you, and we'll be doing some gospel and blues as well with some transitional and soul items this month. But there we have, with a female lead and male vocal group, that was Lula Reed along with the Harmonaires on King Records from 1955 and Heavenly Road. How quickly the time is going. Have a great one up right now by Dinah Washington I wanted to get to. This one is from 1950 with an unlisted male vocal group.
Do, do, do.
Johnny's in.
Tonight,
tonight
I'm traveling light.
traveling love.
Cause I know I'm heading right.
Ooh.
To my journey's end.
She's going to her journey's end.
I know. When I'm where I've got to go, at my journey's end,
she's a-going to her journey's end.
A little shack across the track is heaven to me. When I'm with the folks I know can coax my heart to smile again. So long,
so long,
I've sung my song,
sung her song.
Now I guess I'll run along to my journey's end.
Tonight,
I'm traveling light.
She's traveling light.
Cause I know I'm heading right.
She's traveling right.
To my
yeah.
journey's end.
We know, yes, we know.
My joy will flow.
Joy will flow.
When I'm where I've got to go.
Where to go.
At my journey's end. A little shack across the track is heaven to me. When I'm with the folks I know can coax my heart to smile again. So long,
so long.
I've sung my song,
sung her song.
Hello, Central. Give me a circle 5, 6, 7, 9. Hello, Central. Give me a circle 5, 6, 7, 9. Give me my sweet loving daddy. Put him on my private line. Is that you, baby? Your loving mama's on the telephone. You're putting me through the changing. Mommy wants her daddy changing when you are jamming those other chains.
for explaining just why you went away. There's no need for complaining if you're coming back to stay. Mama's going through the changes. Yes, there's a change in me. I still love you, baby, but things ain't like they used to be.
Mama's a zazzy. Ooh, oh, oh. Mama's a zazzy. Ooh, oh, oh. You can't take all my money and all my loving too.
Yeah, that is great. Once again, from Judy Carroll and the Basin Street Boys, back to Exclusive Records, that great 1940 sound, along with the traditional closing theme song for the ladies of R&B, Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys from 1946 on Decca, It's a Pity to Say Goodnight. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, thanking you so much for joining me. Once again, a special Black History Month presentation tonight. The ladies of R&B, along with a few Valentine's Day special requests we filled earlier on part one of the show tonight. And I so very much enjoy this music and enjoy presenting it for you and sharing in the music we love. Looking forward to being with you next week as the special editions continue here on Group Harmony Review. Dan Romanello, thanking you for joining me, and I'll see you then.
Give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell.
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Tomorrow night, just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree.
It's a pity.